The Ogbojomanche Ni Tobo Obudai has challenged government to put in place proactive trade and industry measures that will stimulate and transform the major economic earnings of the country. This, according to him, will help government manage the free fall of the city against the major currencies. He said if all the needed concentration is placed on internal mechanism, the economic fortunes of the country will see prospects. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Ni Tobo Obudai noted that due to the falling level of the country's foreign earnings, government has resorted to acquiring loans, which he noted will have adverse effects on the economy in the near future.
Yeah, with the economic challenges that we have now, we will ask government to actually concentrate on those things that we can afford now. Government should not go in for things that those things that we know that they have money. If they want to put money in, we involve, you know, large sum of money. Since we are not in a position now, well, we have been reliably informed that our economic earnings, like cocoa, timber, oil, bauxite, and those things that we export, considerably lost their value at the world market. This has brought our earnings very low, and therefore the city has fallen. We are advising government to take this challenge by trying to concentrate on, especially internally generated funds can afford. So that government will not go always a borrowing, a borrowing, a borrowing. When we borrow, it is there for us to pay. Our generations will come and suffer. But we keep piling a lot of debt on this country. And then the generations who are coming always to face problems. We cannot continue to be in this problem.
Ni Tobo Obudai emphasized the need for government to put measures in place to help stabilize the city in order to bring domestic prices under control.
Let us try and be conversant with what God has given us by not importing everything. There are certain things that we can produce here in our country. For example, we have this cassava, the yam, rice, and other things that we can produce in this country so that we live on. And then we stop importing this, you know, dead chicken, meat, pork, and other things. We can have this internally. And then if the internal farmers are encouraged by little incentives so that we can produce more. As I speak now, right here in my village, I have over 300 cattle. I also have about 150 pigs that I rear, with about 70 sheep that I rear. I put in much effort going around collecting the byproducts of watermelon, pineapples, and then those who fly plantain. I collect these peels and all over the tobas, cassava peels, and the rest, and feed them. And this is what I've been doing, and I have a lot of them. This is in my own small way.